Oh, it was great to see it. Great for the village. It's given everyone a bit of a lift and a boost. So, yeah, we're thrilled and wishing her well in the 200 metres final as well.
Everybody in Grange must be so proud of her today.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's not every day, you know, where you live has someone who goes on the podium and gets a medal. So, yeah, we can say we're an Olympic village.
And were you watching it last night?
Watching it, yeah, watching it behind the fingers. It was touch and go for so much of it. So she did so well. Back when you think when she was 15, she lost out on Rio by less than a second and kept two other competitors 0.1 of a second behind her. So, yeah, it's some turnaround. And I think good things come to those that wait. And Mona's had to wait for this time to come around. So, yeah, everyone's proud of her and looking forward to having a homecoming out with her as well.
No, it was great for the Mona, and she put in a lot of hard work into it. It didn't happen overnight for her, and great for the community, and hopefully we'll have a great coming back.
I'm sure, like the rest of Grange, you were glued to it last night as well.
Yeah, sure. When it's somebody local, like, you have a huge interest in it.
And of course, she's not done yet.
No, hopefully that she might be on the podium again.
I would say it was marvellous seeing such a great win, and for Sligo especially. I would say it's a pity we haven't got a full-size pool in the west of Ireland anywhere.
I'm sure, though, Mona's success last night will maybe inspire something like that to kick on, maybe.
I hope so, because she deserved it, and she put such an effort in. You know, she didn't give up at any time.
And how did you feel when you were watching it last night?
Excited. Very for Sligo. Definitely were the forgotten lot.
I thought it was brilliant. We were up in Donegal. We're travelling from Donegal back down to Limerick, and we just caught a snippet of it on the radio, and she's just fantastic. She was so proud, and she was saying she was proud of herself. She wasn't afraid, like, to sort of, you know, take all the credit and go, yeah, that was brilliant, and if she can do it, anyone can. Even though it was something brilliant that she did, she was like, anyone could do this. So I thought it was really inspirational.
You picked a good time to be passing through the northwest anyway.
Yeah, we saw the signs, like, there's Olympic flags going through and the tricolour and everything. I was like, and my husband said, oh, this is where the swimmer comes from. So yeah, we'll enjoy it while we're here now.
I think it was fantastic for Grange, for Sligo, for the McSharry family. They're very dedicated and very committed, and I know they gave Mona great support. So really great day.
And what do you think it means for an area like Grange?
I think it's putting us on the map. We'll get a lot more visitors, I would imagine, because people have heard about Grange and the small community here. So yeah, it's great.
And of course, she's not done yet. She's going again this evening.
Absolutely, yeah. We look forward to that.